Blog Talk Radio.
Feel free. If I catch it, I'll let everybody know.
don't do readings on my show, so please don't call in and throw your hand up for a reading, because we don't do them. Not on this show. Very rare. Got a lot of great stuff going on. I'm glad everybody liked my party music. As I opened up the show, I realized I had my old songs still on there, and I haven't changed anything over, and all the really good stuff I lost. So that's what you got. So it was self-hugging, sway, hug thyself, just don't get caught. You know, don't hug yourself in front of a window. Your neighbor may be wondering what you're doing. Alrighty, got some awesome stuff going on. Let's see, where do we start off? Okay, for those of you that do not know, I am now found on liveparanormal.com. And for those of you who went to my very first show the other day, yesterday, it is through Blog Talk Radio. You can call in and listen, but we do not pull up the Blog Talk chat. You have to go to paranormal.com, or liveparanormal.com, I'm sorry, sign up, and then you can join us in chat. It is an awesome website. They got a great information on there on all kinds of stuff paranormal. I am now one of the radio hosts there. And if by any chance you're checking to find somebody to do some web design, they have a web design link. I highly, highly recommend clicking that and check it out. 100% custom web design. They rock. They do some awesome stuff, and they have some of their stuff up on that web design tab. And you can see what they do. It's amazing. He's phenomenal. I can't give him enough kudos on that. He made the one for my show. And let's see what else is going on. All right. Oh, hey, yeah. Hey, you want to know when I'm on? Every other Tuesday, I am on liveparanormal.com, and it is at 9 p.m. And the most awesome part is the Tuesdays I'm not on, artist Pauline Katze is on at the same time. So if you miss my show and you got the wrong Tuesday, you can pick hers up. And the great thing about Live Paranormal is they also have streamlined video. And when Paulina does her classes and she does her art, her drawings and her artwork, you get to see it live. And the last one I caught, she did The Green Man. Oh, my gosh, she rocked. She's awesome. You would think my house is one of her stores. I have so much of her stuff around here. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and you go to search and you just type in Live Paranormal, you'll be able to see when it's on BTR. It's listed on BTR, but the chat is on Live Paranormal's website. So it streamlines through their website also. So you can either call in like you normally do and listen to it on BTR, or you can go to Live Paranormal. And when you sign up and become a member, you get into the chat to the right. You'll see the show link, and it'll say click to play. You just click that, and you get to do that. I can also put up some info on my sites and stuff like that. I've been so busy. Wait till you hear all the stuff I've been doing. I have not been able to get to the websites. I haven't updated the stuff on Jennifer. I haven't updated the stuff on me. There is a lot going on. All right, so after my show, and I believe after Pauline's show, is 411. I got to go back and listen to some of their shows. 411 is awesome. They're great. I highly recommend hanging out and listening to them after. Actually, they have a lot of great shows if you go check out their show listings. Yeah, a great bunch of hosts on there now. All right, time to dilly-dally with the internet and the web. I am going to start pumping people's websites. Say that 10 times fast. Ready? Everybody go. Kidding. Right. First and foremost, awesome, awesome website. And one awesome, awesome psychic medium. Really dear friend of mine. The name of his company is Blissful Quest, and it is Doyle Ward. You can find him at www.doyleward.com. Doyle is amazing. He is in Texas. He has so much going on, so if you're anywhere out near Texas, check him out. Pull up his page. He's got a lot of stuff going on. He's amazing, and where he is and the stuff he's doing is also amazing. And, of course, I have to pump JenniferWallens.com. Medium at large is everybody on BTR knows her. And my girlfriend, for those guys that don't want to know her anymore. But anyway, she's in the Ukraine doing the international thing over there. She's representing the U.S. on the psychic, I believe it's called the Psychic Challenge in the Ukraine. And out of 200, she's now down to the one of the top 10. She just went back, and she'll be there until November. And hopefully midway through, if she wakes up at 5 a.m., she's going to hop in and say hello to everybody. And, of course, the big bear. I got to throw the big bear out there. If you go to www.marcbarone.com, you will find our reluctant psychic. He is great, and you know everybody knows Mark. He is awesome. He does have his own website. Please go check him out. You know, throw him some love out there. And if you want to find me and all the fun stuff I do, thank you, Cindy, for posting Doyle. Doyle Ward is the one that is in Texas. Tell him I sent you, and tell him I said that you, because I sent you, you get a 10% discount. That way he'll call me. if you want to find the information on what I do and me, you can go to www.shamanjohn.webs, webs.com. If you want to see what I do with the gifted kids, our psychic medium kids, I have a website set up for information for the parents that think they may have a gifted child and for the gifted kids that think they have gifts. It's just loaded. It's set up for just friendly use. I tried not to put a lot of flash on there so it doesn't bog down computers. And that can be found at www.pwgc.webs.com. And I have a great event coming up. And that is going to be in New York State, in St. Lawrence County. In front of me, I don't have the actual town I'm going to be on, but if you go to my Facebook, there are listings somewhere down that page of the actual flyer that's been printed and handed out, and we are going to be up there with the Psychic Kids on the 17th through the 19th. The 17th, we have an open forum for the kids are going to talk a little bit, I'm going to talk a little bit, and then the parents are going to talk a little bit, and then there's a big question and answer thing afterwards. All day Saturday, I'm going to be working with the parents of the kids and anybody else that has questions. If there's anybody from the schools up there that would like to get with me, that is a great time. Is now. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get back up there. And on Sunday, it's just going to wrap up a few things and head back here. And all that info is on my Facebook. If you fly down, go down through, you'll see a little white flyer. Everything is open to the public. All the information on who to contact is up there if you'd like to set up a time to talk to me or anybody I'm bringing with me. I'm bringing one of my students that helps me work with the kids. He's phenomenal. And yes, everybody, Sapphire's going to this one. So Sapphire's going to be one of the kids up there, and she helps me so much with working with children because she's awesome. And although Miss Patty is going up there with me. She's my counselor. She helps everything come together. What else is going on? I got so much going on. I need like three of me, so if anybody's into cloning and you've got it down pretty good, can you please give me a call or send me an email? It'd be much appreciated. Also, really important with liveparanormal.com, if you would like to place an ad or if you would like to sponsor a show, it would be well worth it because they have a very large volume of people that are going through there. I sat and just checked out stuff off to the side before I joined in and became a part of the group. There is a large volume of people from when the show starts to the show's end that come in and out of their chat room that listen and are there for the videos and all their information. So if you're looking for a spot to put some sort of ad or you would like to be some sort of sponsor so that you have a commercial on our shows, please get a hold of the guys at Live Paranormal. I'm going to have our stuff for everything we're doing here, which we soon will be having another spiritual arts fair. And it's actually a health Spiritual Arts Fair, and that is coming up soon. If you keep an eye on my calendars, hopefully Jennifer remembers, because I haven't got to it, but all that information and being a vendor for that information is on there. We do put together, it's a really good time. We have fun. We had a great turnout on our last one. We do them every 6 months here in New York. What else we got going on? Waiting for Mark to get here so I can raise some heck with Mark. Oh, hey, guys, if you're not on my Facebook, you got to join my Facebook, because that's where all the cool information gets put out there. I throw up a bunch of neat streamlined videos and stuff for everybody, but also the link to my book that has just been released is on my Facebook. I haven't posted it anywhere else. I only posted it on my Facebook. Or you can go to lulu.com and just type in John Coughlin, C-O-U-G-H-L-I-N, and my new book is out. I believe a couple of my CDs are on my store page, too. The book, I'd like to tell everybody up front, in case you just skip it and don't read. I write children's stories so that when you read the story to your kid, because I wrote these for my children, you actually are learning how to do specific techniques. The first one is Bayberry and the Daisy, which teaches kids how to do energy work. And since it's such a small little book, and it's, you know, a really jam-packed story, it's really cute, meditating with spirit, I wanted to make it more so it can be interactive. So instead of actually drawing out all the pictures where we actually do fairy classes, we took pictures, and all the pictures that are there. Thank you, Cindy. And hi, Nutmeg. Mark's in. Mark, PM me. It's like, pull you up. I don't know your area code. What I did is I meditated on it, and I went with just pictures so that you can use your imagination with the kids that you're reading the book to. And then there's 35 blank pages so that you can use it as a journal. I was really contemplating how I wanted to work that so that it was something interactive so that they can draw the fairies in if they want. The pages are blank, there's no lines, or they can just use it as a journal. I do have more of these actually coming up, and give me a second here. I think I just lost myself. I found it. Okay. So I have more of these books coming out. They are, so far it's going to be a trilogy, and it actually may go further because this is the way I teach the littler kids different techniques. So that's out. And I believe Mark called in on Skype. Let me check. Do, 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 do. I lost you. Oh, Mark, if you could please call in and put your hand up, that would be fantastic. If not, then I'll call you. So the book is out. And right now, if you look on my Facebook, there is a promo code. I'm not going to say it over the air, so you're going to have to check it out. And if you use the promo code, if when you buy the book, you get 10% off. And that's only for my Facebook family. So if you're on there, go ahead. If you're not, join it while I still have room. Let's see, anything else coming up? No, nothing else is coming up. I'm trying to get Mark on here, and my switchboard, of course, is just being ridiculous. You gotta love it. Hey, you're hearing two of me. That's cool. I'm echoing. Woohoo! Also, we are going to be having another event coming up soon, where it's going to be here in New York, and we're going to have an actual get-together where we're going to invite a bunch of our friends and families and the kids, and we actually have got a few of the kids that do readings, and they're going to do a weekend thing where we're going to get together. They're going to work with me and my group of people that I work with. And then we're going to set up just a little four-hour event where people can come in and see how truly in tune these kids are and the stuff that they're pulling through. And they're just going to do mini readings for people for free. And it's going to be a great, great time. I'm going to try to pull Mark up, but his Skype keeps popping off my switchboard. So we'll get him on sooner or later. Yeah, the four-hour event's going to be great because right now I have three of the nine kids that are going to show up are a definite yes. So if that all conspires to being the way we want it to be, then it's going to work out great. And with that, we spend one day working with them, going over techniques, teaching them protection, teaching them how to hone their skills, and then we take, I'm reading the chat too, so if you hear me like pause, I can't read and talk at the same time. I'm not that good yet. So anyway, we take and work with the kids, work with their techniques, teach them how to expand their energy, teach them how to shut it off if they want to, teach them how to protect themselves, and then we toss them in a group of people and say, okay, do readings. No, they're great. We've actually had some of the kids work on some police investigations and sent in the information. And what I do, I do not let the kids know what's going on. And I have it set up with any of the authorities that we work with that they don't tell me what's going on. We just give them the information and they take it from there. That way we have no connection, we really get into detail with them on it. If they want to try to work with that. And I actually just got an email back from a certain agency that said, thank you very much. Tell the kids they were a big help. So, I mean, and that was a four-year-old case, and that was amazing. So I have to call the kids and tell them. Well, I guess Mark doesn't want to be on the show tonight. Oh, he thinks the problem is solved. He's not going to call in. Mark, are you with me? Mark is typing. Can everybody hear Mark type?
Hello?
Hey, there you are.
Hey, I am in. Holy cow. Oh, I'm so sorry. We had a last caller, and we had to give her a reading. I can't believe the technical problems that I've had. I'm so sorry, my friend.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm serious. I've been trying for a while to get on, so
I
apologize.
Oh, don't apologize. Mercury's in retro, so we've got something to blame it on. Use it.
There you go. Let's see. The cat got in the microwave. Yeah, Mercury in retrograde. So.
Yeah, that's what we're doing a lot around here. Like everybody's walking around. It's like, I just stubbed my toe, and you hear like five people. Mercury's in retro. Use the other foot.
Oh, gosh. And you know
really
what? Darn
cool
it.
Go ahead.
I lost my chat room.
Really?
Yes, and I lost it before I could get it copied. I love going through and reading the chat because I don't get to spend time in the chat room. So, darn. I like to read through it because I can't walk and chew gum at the same time, let alone talk and read the chat room. So.
Right.
So I wasn't able to do that.
Gosh,
what a fun show that was.
That was an awesome show. I'm so glad I went to it. Those guys are great.
Oh, they are. They're wonderful.
They are great. They were so much fun to listen to. But we were just asked, what does Mercury in retro mean? Mercury in retro means that right now the planet alignment is at the peak of, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. unfortunately, it comes around, I believe, every 3 months. Don't quote me on that. My people that do the astrology always call me and warn me ahead of time. I don't do that. Basically what it comes down to is electronics. Lots of problems with electronics. Certain colors are really affected. I know, I think a couple retros ago, red was the color, so there's a lot more red car accidents than any other color. It's just everything that can go wrong can go wrong, does go wrong. But if you don't give it the thought, don't give it the energy, so it doesn't have the affirmation, then you get hit with it lightly. But if you run around going, oh, my God, Mercury's in retro every 5 minutes, you're going to get hit with it because you're pulling it in. Don't pull it in. Push it out. So, Mark. Did I...
Yes, sir. I'm sitting here talking to you with my mute button on. Sorry.
Since I was, like, doing 500 things at once the other last night when we were going to have you on, and I thought I had more time and didn't realize I didn't have more time on Live Paranormal, and as busy as I was, as you know, with everything going on and within that 1 hour, how was it from your point of view being in the chat, the show itself?
Oh, it was fine. There were a lot of people in the chat room on Live Paranormal. It was great. It was great. I was unfortunately on my laptop, so it was a little teeny tiny.
Yeah, I was running too many laptops, so I was squinting for the whole hour.
Well, it was a great show. Doyle, wow, he's really neat. I'd love to have him on sometime. Great guy. Very knowledgeable. Real good show. Congratulations. Really.
Thank you. Yep. And as everybody knows, I'll throw it in there really quick. If you have a show coming up or you're a Blog Talk Radio host or you would want to put your website in the chat, I allow that. If I find out you're doing any spamming, I'm the last person you want to do that in my show, because not only do I come after you with the legal stuff of BTR, spiritually I come say hello. And it's a great big shaman hug. I just love to wrap people in love.
Gee, if it was Earth Secrets, they'd give them a boot. Oh, gosh. Well, hey, just wanted Mark to know at Healing for Inner Peace, I just marked you a favorite. So,
Mark has an awesome show. When it comes to actually meditations and stuff, Mark is the bomb. I mean, I've got a few of his that he has let me download that he sent me while we Skype and stuff. And unfortunately, I never have time to actually sit and talk to him like I'd like to. But he's got it going on. Really great show. Sinistry is still in here. Sinistry, sister, put your link in my chat. Otherwise, I'll go get it and put it in there. And don't make me do it, because then we're going to have a long pause, because I can't talk and do that at the same time. Sinistry has another awesome show. She's, you know, our other little shaman out there. She's amazing. She is. I'm the guy that always goes back to the archives and downloads them on my phone, because I don't. Thank you, Sinistry. I don't have time to sit and listen to the radio shows anymore because my schedule has just gone through the roof. But Sinistry, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, search Vickers Tree, that you'll find her on there. Marker is a favorite. Also, Mark's show, if you go type in Mark Brown or The Reluctant Psychic, mark him as a favorite so you get that little 55-minute ahead of timer. Who else we got in there? I'm just going to say hello to everybody in the chat. I see a lot of old friends. Thank you for popping in. If you've asked to get online, please don't get mad if I don't pick you up right away, because there's, like, so much me and Mark missed out on talking about and so much I've got to talk about that I don't have time to talk about anything else. Holy cow, I've been so busy. I just asked in the beginning of the show, if anybody's into cloning, call me. So, Mark, on a paranormal level,
yes.
I know you've done a few. You've been out there a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You've had fun.
Wait
till we get one together and you and me get to go out.
That'll be fun.
Next time
I get to New York.
Right? All right. It's a date. We'll go right down we can walk to it from here. I got an awesome cemetery.
Cool.
And
sweet.
You guys go. Yeah, if you get a chance to go to liveparanormal.com and you find me on there, just type in John Coughlin. I think it'll come up if you put in Shaman John. But I added, and it's the only place I've put them, are my paranormal pictures on some of the investigations I've done. And I've got where I was communicating with a spirit there, and I was trying to get them to resonate to actually give me information. And as I was walking, I took pictures, and there are straight lines of energy that are a little thicker in the center than the outside, than the, I guess you could call it like a beam, where it was trying to manifest. And there's also orbs floating around that picture. It's one of my favorite pictures I've got, because I know the communication. I don't care whether people believe it or not. That's up to them. But I went back during the daytime. I took other pictures to just show everybody that there's no guide wires. There's no tombstones. There's nothing there to make that reflection like it did. And it's at angles. It's straight up and down, and it's in different locations. That's a really cool picture. Couple pictures I put in there.
Hmm.
And the one thing I did get a couple of PMs on asking about, because they haven't gone back to listen to the other show, but is there anything particular you do before you go out on an investigation for, like, protection or prayer?
Well, I always do my protection the same as I do every day. You know, I surround myself with white light. And yeah, that for me is the main thing. And make sure that I have tons of batteries, because I go through them like water. I'll go through six sets of batteries in a night. So in fact, I know, Serenity Moore told me this. She's a wonderful psychic medium. She doesn't even bring equipment with her anymore. She said for her it's a waste of time. She said within minutes, everything that she has, every piece of equipment that she has, brand new batteries, are all drained. So
yep.
That happens to me quite a bit too. So protection,
yeah,
and lots of batteries.
Yes. I actually Marcus did ask you a question, if you want to read it while I talk in the chat. I've got to say hello to Nutmeg. Hi, Megs. I'm so glad everybody's in the chat. It's great to see everybody. But I just seen Megs on Facebook, and I threw a little hello, but I had to say hello to everybody. One of the things I just, like when I take the kids out for paranormal investigation, we actually have found out with the K2 meters, it doesn't happen very often, but if you use a cell sensor meter and you take the batteries out, if you have spirit close to you, that meter will go off, even without the battery in it.
And really?
I take the batteries out and I put them back in the boxes, because I like to keep everything kind of neat so I know where it is. And there'll be times where I'll sit around talking, all of a sudden you hear the meters going off, and they're like, Dad, you didn't take the batteries out. And I'm like, oh, I know I did. Pull them out, see if there's any batteries in. The kids are like, oh, well, come on, let's try to communicate to them. I'm like, yeah, they're just passing through, leave them alone. If they want something, they'll let us know. Our quote-unquote spirit room in our house, we can't leave anything laying out that's got batteries in it, because we go to pick it up, like the Wii or anything like that, and it's just shot. So
mm-hmm.
We could move all of our controllers. But I did come up, I was asked what if I could come up with one thing would be the very best thing to do before going in for a paranormal investigation to do to shield yourself. What would it be?
Mm-hmm.
So I sat and thought about it for a while, and I finally came up with, I think, the best thing I could come up with. And that would be don't shower. Because if you smell like them, they're not going to bother you. Take a week before you go into an investigation. Don't shower. You know, play around, get a little sweaty, go to the gym a couple times, keep your socks on, you know, and then go barefoot. And I think you'll be all right. Or, and back in the old days, what we used to do, and I still do, and I forgot to mention this when I was talking to Doyle, because Doyle does it too. I think Doyle actually uses lavender oil. But what I do is you can find, it's kind of hard to find, but it's really easy to make. And especially you drinkers out there, I know it's going to be hard to get rid of some of your vodka, but this is how you do it. You take one lilacs are in full bloom, pull off all the little flowers and put them in a baby food jar, fill it 3/4 the way with water, and put in a teaspoon of good vodka. Send me the rest of the bottle. And then I don't drink, so I'd end up with a lot of bottles. Take and let that sit for a few days and just keep shaking it. Lilac water is what you end up making, and you take and strain it. You can use a coffee filter. Put it in a little squirt bottle. And before you go in for an investigation and you've, like, done a little clearing and grounding, just spray yourself. And that will keep everything away from you. And we do that on a magic user's aspect as well as an energetic. The lilac vibration that the flowers give off keeps energy away. So if you're going in and you want to be, you know, pretty good protected, that's for, there's a couple people that have asked me about something that they feel is negative. If you're going into a negative situation, that is one of the better ones to use. And always keep the squirt bottle, like the little tiny pump bottle, in your pocket. So if you go in and you feel that there's something going around, you can just start squirting the air and it goes. They can't resonate on the vibration of that smell. And it does work. I've had to use it in my, what I actually do when it comes to the paranormal part of things. That's one of my, I guess you could say, weapons of choice. That's one thing I carry with me. This one that I have coming up that I am not positive I'm going to record, but I might actually record and send it out to John Zaffis first so he can take a look at it. But I'm making a water balloon of lilac oil, or lilac water. Yeah, the things I've already heard about where I'm going to end up going, and I go by myself, which they all think I'm crazy, but that's just the way I work. But I'm going to try to record it. You know, that way a lot of these people that are doing investigations can actually see what it's like when you run into something that really shouldn't be there and doesn't like to be bothered. So, but that's what I do.
Cool.
That's gonna be
okay, are we taking questions from the chat room?
Yeah, if they got them and we read them.
Well, you know, Mark had one, and it, I think I, let's see, working with disembodied spirits.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of callers with their hands up.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I normally, when I have somebody on with me, I normally do not bring anybody else on, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring them all on.
Okay.
See what we got.
Okay.
All right, the very first one in the lineup is area code 603. 603, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Mark, healing for a piece. Another Mark.
Hey, Mark.
How about
good.
That?
How's it going? Hey, Marky Mark.
Oh,
Mark.
Pretty good. Hey.
Marky
now,
Mark.
Yeah, one thing which I've done, which I'm sure you'll find interesting, is I'll give you an example. One time I was driving like past one of the hospitals here in the city, and there was a motorcycle accident in an intersection just next to the hospital, and he had died right on the spot. The ambulance was there, and they weren't doing anything, so it was obvious. His spirit followed me, and, of course, I helped him to go to the light where he needed to go. You know, I mean, I'm sure you've done things like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And another time when I was taking EMT training class, I didn't complete it because this expense was too much, where an elderly gentleman had shot himself in the face, and his brain was still working somewhat, keeping his autonomic nervous system going enough, but he was obviously brain dead. And his spirit, of course, you know, he died at the hospital. I had to back valve him, giving him alive, well, sort of. And that was a difficult one to clear, to work with. So sometimes it can be a little bit tough. But then sometimes you can have more pleasant experiences with helping them to cross over and then working with them in the astral.
Definitely. I've actually had, now that my name kind of got out there a little bit, thanks to them fantastic people at Through the Veil, our friends, I've actually had some of the paranormal teams call and say, okay, we've got a situation, you know, like right now. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? They explain it to me, and I'm like, get out of there. You guys have already hit the scare factor. Your energy is shifted. The harmonics you guys are giving off is shifted. They've already know basically they got the upper hand. Back out. Take a little bit of time. eat some ice cream. That's my favorite thing to do. and then relax yourself, and then go back in there with the intent that you are more than what that is, and it's on your turf, not theirs. And, you know, bring
right.
that energy in with you. And, you know, it's really cool. Like I said, when I'm busy, I'm not really kidding. My phone's going 24/7. But I love it. I wouldn't trade what I do and the people I'm in contact with that call me out of the blue that I probably won't hear from again, and I wouldn't even know who they were when they called me. But, you know, that's what
right.
we're here for.
Right. Now, another thing, John, as I'm sure both of you know, is that if we go into a haunted house, per se, we have to be able to tell the difference is it actually a disembodied spirit that is still in the house, or is it an energy imprint into the Akashic record of that's connected to that building and not an actual disembodied living spirit? And we have to be able to differentiate between the two.
I'm glad you said that. And yes, that is so true. And, you know, a lot of times on the radio, because I'm not in this situation, I forget to, you know, say other things. That's why it's great to have everybody with us here. But I bring with me an empathic, intuitive medium now. She is fantastic. She can pull out the actual what happened there. And in doing so, if the spirit energy is there, it usually 90% of the time will connect to her and give us whatever information there is. But a lot of times when I go through, I tell people, you know, if you walk into a spot and all of a sudden it gets cold and you just don't feel good, or, you know, you're scared. I mean, we all get scared. I mean, I still get scared. Back out. Bring some of the essential tools with you, the stuff that works on the energetic value, not the meters. And clear that spot. If that spot clears, it's the imprint that was left behind. That imprint will come back unless the imprint itself is cleared by somebody who knows how to do it. But that's, the spiritual energy isn't there. It's the imprint that's there. And you're getting that empathic ability. You're feeling that actual what happened. That's why I always try to have an empathic with me.
Right.
After I go back, I usually do everything on my own because I feel safer that I don't have to take care of anybody else when I'm in there, and
right.
I don't have to protect anybody. I'm not like the guys you see go on TV. I don't go into a place that they said is haunted and they're trying to see if there's anything there for a validation. I get called into the places where there's actual stuff going on, and I help to take care of that situation if there is one. Like if you listen to the a live paranormal show from last night, me and Doyle were talking about tons of things that we do. I mean, I literally spend 4 hours on a situation before I even go in there of looking at the house surroundings, looking at the piping, looking at the electrical, you know, cutting out all the physical things that could actually be causing what they think they're feeling. EMF is a big one, especially stress in the geopathical stress lines. That's another really big one. You know, you get that stuff set up so that it's cleared, then you can get in there and work.
How about hearing the ley lines, working on the ley lines that go through the property? That
yep,
can be a big too.
Geopathical lines.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. That's another word. So, yeah, a lot of times what I've done is when I do a clearing, I work with multidimensional vortices, you know, like a vortex type
mm-hmm.
energies. And, you know, and there's some techniques I work with that are pretty intense. Actually, that's
yes,
a good idea.
Are.
Maybe
I should put that
on my new website I'm developing.
I will vouch for you on that. Your stuff is intense. And for those of you that are in the chat or listening, Healing for Inner Peace, mark that show as a favorite. When he has a show, I archive your shows all the time. Go archive his shows. He has tons of information. Do you have a website, Mark? Marcus?
I'm working on a brand new one. It's Phoenix Sunrise Foundation. It's brand new. I'm still working on developing it.
Okay. Spirit's blessed me with you letting me have some of the stuff that you've let me download. And, I love them. Your meditations are fantastic. Your knowledge on doing what I'll call a prayer and the things you call into your prayer work are beyond most of the people I know that I work with. You're amazing.
Thank you. I mean,
everybody deserves a pat on the
many.
Back once in a while. Yeah, and I forgot what your donation button is, but I'll pay that later. I'm kidding. But, hey, listen, we got 15 minutes left, so since we're all having a blast and going on, I'm going to extend the show, because I can. I'll put another 30 minutes on. We got another 30 minutes, so there. Now, Marcus, if you want to chill out for a little while, I've got another caller, so I'll throw you on mute, and I'll pull them on and see who this person is.
Okie doke.
Okie doke. And if you, anything pops up, just toss us in chat. All right, our next caller is area code 386. You're on here.
Hi.
Hello, are you
I was
there?
Yes, I'm here.
All righty. How can we help you?
I just wanted to ask a question about my romance life.
If Mark would like to take this, he can. But on my show, I usually don't do readings, but you're lucky you have Mark here, and if Mark's getting anything, I'll let him go.
Okay.
I bet you
okay,
you,
you know what?
There he is.
Am I on?
You are on.
Okay. What's your name? What's
Sheena.
Your first name? Hi, Sheena. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Sheena or Shayna?
Yes. The first one is right, Sheena.
Sheena, okay. You know, when you said love life, you know, there's an old country song that popped in my head. And I'm going to ask you to be really kind and don't shoot the messenger, okay? But the song that came up was Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Oh, well, I'm not looking. They're I guess I'm attracting them.
Really? Where are you attracting them?
From everywhere.
Where are you? Oh, from everywhere? Okay. All right. That's what I got.
Do
you
know
what?
Anyone that will stick? I had a six month relationship not too long ago. Well, before that, I had a 9-year relationship, then I had a 6-month relationship, and now there's a new guy that just popped up, and he's around right now, but he's kind of in and out, like,
mm-hmm.
not really too serious. So I'm trying to see where that's going to go. If it's going to go any further than here.
Okay, I keep getting a bridge, and that's really weird for me because it's kind of off track from a romance thing. Because normally when I see a bridge, there's been a serious big-time falling out, normally with a family member. I mean, like relationship ending, I don't know, it could be with a past relationship. Normally when I've gotten this, though, it's usually with a family member. Did you have, like, a real knockout, drag out, pretty much a relationship-ending argument with a family member?
Yeah,
okay.
Like, she's not really a family member. She's a stepsister. And she just had
okay.
so many
right.
went on, you know, so.
Okay. Normally, there's certain circumstances that kind of line up when I see this, and it's time to think about making amends there. Okay. Again, it might be something hard. It's totally up to you.
Okay, well maybe you might be talking about my last relationship. My ex, he's still around, and he's still around. He wants to be around, but the certain circumstances that he's in right now just kind of tears us apart. So it's like,
and you know what? I'm really not feeling that's what it is.
Well,
so
okay.
Sorry.
Well, I have no
really
idea.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I have no idea.
Okay.
All I can say is
right.
my my stepsister, and I just don't want to mend that relationship right now because there's too many problems and too many issues, and she just wants someone to take care of her, and I can't do that right now. I'm barely taking care of myself.
Sure. Well, I'll just say that, you know, hey, hopefully in the near future there's going to be a point where something's going to happen that you're going to want to do something there. And I really do believe it's going to come from a place of the heart, okay? I really do believe it's going to be your desire to patch this up, okay? That's what I'm getting.
Family member?
This is a relationship with a family member. You brought up your sister-in-law because, your stepsister, because that was the, you said that was the real bad relationship, I guess, that you guys separated. But really, when I get these signals, they're normally pretty spot on, okay? And right now, I mean, this bridge right now is just plain flashing. So, I've done enough of these that I'm pretty confident with this. You had a falling out with someone. Normally, it's a family member, and it's usually a big falling out. And it's time to build a bridge, mend a fence. It's time to get that back together. If it's not your sister-in-law, maybe another relationship you had with a family member, or somebody I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so you feel as though we shouldn't be in that relationship because something bad is going to happen to that person or me?
Something bad is going to happen? You know what? I wouldn't say that something bad is going to happen. I'm feeling an urgency of doing this, though. Why? Not sure. May need each other. I'm sorry, John?
I'm getting the same thing. I'm getting, like, pressure in my throat chakra. It means that communication's down, and something does need to be done pretty quick.
Yeah, it's...
Well, if
and
I
again,
have no
does
clue...
Mean that...
I mean, I have no clue who this person might be that you're talking about, that you're speaking of. I just don't have any clue.
I would suggest think of a person... a family member, and I would consider a stepsister a family member, think of a falling out that you've had.
Okay.
Or someone that you guys just plain don't want to be around each other.
Well, me and my brother have a relationship like that. It's kind of strange. Our relationship is really strange.
Okay.
We don't communicate at all.
Okay. Could very well be that that's it. Make that connection. Okay? That's what I'm getting, and it's like overpowering, to me, overpowering anything that would be romance. Romance would really be taking a backseat to this. I mean, it's coming at me almost like somebody's throwing stones at me.
Really?
That's how strong it is. Yeah, it really is.
Okay,
so
it might be my brother. We lost our mother, and we don't communicate like I feel like we should because, you know, if we were the only two that grew up in the household together, and, you know, I feel like we should just have a more closeness together, and we really don't talk. You know, as we should talk, because if you see me and look at him, I'm like the girl version of him. I look like, you know, we look alike. We both look like both our parents, and we don't even, you know, communicate like we should, you know. And I've been trying to reach out to him because I know he's going through a lot. But it's just, you know, he's kind of shut himself down and not really open to trying to communicate with me like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. The feeling of it is weird. I don't understand.
Well, one thing you can't do, though, Sheena, is get discouraged and give up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up on him, okay? Because I really believe that you can make a big difference here.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying. So nothing comes up for you, you know, just family-wise, nothing, love, no love, no, not even getting back with my ex. I mean, I'm a single parent, and I'm here by myself most of the time, and I just have these guys that are attracted to me, they're, you know, and I'm, and none of them are, like, together, have it together. Either they have this, or they don't have that.
Man. Okay, what I just got, well, this is a funny one. I just saw some shining armor.
Okay.
When this person comes along, it's basically going to hit you like a ton of bricks. You're not going to have to ask a psychic or talk to a best friend or anything. When this, when you meet this person and you have not met this person yet,
okay.
I am pretty confident about that. When you meet this person, it's just going to knock your socks off. Okay?
Mm.
And you're just going to plain... No. And if just take it slow and it's all going to work out. But you're going to know, okay? And it will. It will just be like, bam, oh, yeah. Well, why didn't I see that? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you have any idea how close this is, I mean, how soon this is going to be?
What I'm getting at and how soon it's going to be is you need to close. I seen like a bridge. Didn't you say bridge earlier?
I said a bridge earlier, yeah.
Yeah, I something with closing of a bridge. There's something in your life that you got to close a gap on to make room for someone to actually be able to get, you know, in there and have a relationship with you.
Wow. Wow, okay.
But really, you're... Yeah, it's... What? See, time wise, I'm sorry, I'm just not getting anything.
I think she needs to take care of that one aspect first, so that other door can open.
And you know what I'm wondering, and this I'm not getting this psychically, just so you know, what I'm thinking is possibly by bridging the gap that you have either with your brother or your stepsister is, I'm thinking it may just lead to meeting this person. Again, I could be wrong, but that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, when it does happen, yeah, there's going to be no question in your mind. So you're going to be like a little kid in a candy store with this person. It's going to be woohoo.
So. Wow. Well, that's how I experienced that 6 months ago. I mean, just I don't get it. Like, you know, there is a lot of guys that are interested, but I only pick them one at a time, and then, you know, they just kind of fade out eventually. So I'm like kind of confused about this whole thing. Like, there's no rekindling with my ex.
I'm sorry, this just came up, and I'm old, so I might forget it. I don't want to forget it.
That's okay.
do you have two children?
No, I don't have. Why does everybody want me to have a baby? I don't. I have one, but I did have a pregnancy, and you know, I didn't. You know, ended up not letting that child, you know, come into the world. So
okay, okay. I just keep getting two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that could very well be. All right, this person is just going to be really drawn to you, and it's going to be, for him, it's going to be a very positive thing that you have a child.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that for him is going to be very appealing. This person is going to be very, very good for your child. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting two. So I don't know if you're going to end up with two kids or two more kids or
two dozen
kids. No.
I don't want two dozen. That's, yeah. I barely want two. I mean, I could deal
really,
with one more at least one more.
I'm really feeling, everything that I'm feeling is very positive. It's very, it's going to be very nice. I think you have some very things to look forward to.
Mm. Okay. It's waiting. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But good things come to those who wait. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You just hang in there, It'll happen.
Huh? I think he had something to say. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's just I have to be patient. I'm always having to be patient, learn patience. Huh.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, have a blessed
day. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you both for your time.
Thanks, Gina.
You're welcome. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Stop calling me sir.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I extended the show for a half an hour, and it came up and it said 90 seconds, so I hit the half-hour button again, so it extended us for an hour. Whoops.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I can do that.
Okay, great.
Anyway, we do have a list of callers that have actually called in, which usually never happens because everybody knows I don't take calls, but this is great.
Okay.
So, if you'd like, we can take a break. You need to take a break because I know you did your show and came right over here.
You know what? Right now I'm good. Now,
my
wife might peek her head in and I might have to go away for a few minutes.
All right.
But I will be right back as quick as I can. But we're okay right now.
Okay. Before I take this next caller, I do want to answer something in chat. They did say earlier... They asked if I actually go in and do the investigations by myself. And yes, I do, because growing up, I was around a lot of paranormal activity. So it was something that I was accustomed to and used to. And I also feel, due to the most of the reasons that I go into an investigation, I like to be by myself because I don't have to worry about anybody else around me. I know I'm protected. I know what I'm doing. I've got a lot of experience behind me, and I don't have to worry about new people or even people forgetting something and going in because, I mean, you have people that you know that even after years of doing this stuff, there's times that something still can connect to you, and it throws you for a loop. And so, like, that's my biggest reason for going in by myself. And usually, like, I don't think I've actually mentioned it. If I take the kid somewhere to an investigation, that's because I've already been there two or three times, so I know what to expect. So, you know, I don't take them into a situation any way, shape, or form, or a group of people, even if I know they're experienced because of what I resonate. Everybody knows Bryson. While we were at Through the Veil, I taught Bryson a little technique. It took him all of 3 minutes to understand what I was saying. And it's because he's at the point where he can do this and be okay with it. And we just took like 3-4 pictures really quick while he was doing it. And on the other end of the hallway, in the doorway, it looked like the Marlboro Man leaning against the doorway. Black figure, and he said he felt something down there. We took some pictures, and it's, you know, when I do an investigation, I resonate a lot of energy due to the fact that if there's something there, I want it to confront me, or I want it to come out and try to make communication and whatnot. But, yeah, that's my biggest thing for going in alone, is because I know where I stand, and I don't have to worry about making sure everybody's done everything else. Because there's been times I've gone in for an investigation where people said, okay, we've done this, all the equipment's hooked up, everything, okay, let's go to downtime and let's get in there and do our thing. Well, while hooking everything up, you neglected to protect yourself or anything else, and, that's my biggest thing for going in alone. There are times that I actually do bring people in for a first time, but it's because I totally trust them, and I know they have their own ways of doing things and protecting themselves, and it works for them, so I'm not worried about them.
You know, I think I've gone on two investigations by myself. Normally, I go, to the clients by myself, but usually the family member stays right there with me. So, hey, John, I am going to take, if it's okay with you, about 5-10 minutes. Is that going to be okay?
Oh, that's great. I can run my mouth that long all by myself.
Okay, great. I just have to take care of a couple of family things, and I'll be right back.
Alrighty. I will mute you. You are now muted. Alrighty. We do have some callers, which is fantastic. I will get to you in just a minute. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do my station break, and I'm going to play a song because I have been sitting here for 2 shows also, and I need to go see a horse about a man. So, station break. For everybody who has joined us since the beginning of the show and don't know it, you can also find me on www.liveparanormal.com. Go to liveparanormal.com and make yourself a member, because it does broadcast through BTR, but you can't get in it through BTR. The only way to join us in chat and listen to the show is either call the BTR number or hop on Live Paranormal and join us in the chat there. And yes, I'm going to go get my ice cream. You guys got me pegged. also, with Live Paranormal, if anybody is looking to have any custom web design done, they rock. Go check them out. They have a tab on the site. I'm not promoting them because I'm on their show. I'm my own person on their show. I'm promoting them because I've seen their work, and it is phenomenal. I am on every other Tuesday. You can go to the show page and see when I'm listed. The nights that I'm not on, they have the most awesome, connected to the fairy realm woman that I have ever met, Paulina. She actually has a web class on there. She gets on there and she draws her little heart out, and it's video. You get to watch. You ask her questions. She tells you all kinds of stuff. She even gets down to the artsy part of it. She'll, if you ask her what she's using, she'll tell you what she's using, and different techniques. And she just did the last one I saw. She did the Green Man. That's phenomenal. I have dibs on that. I'm waiting for her to get back on me. I want that one because it looks just like my forearm. That was an awesome thing. Also, I haven't been able to listen to a lot of shows on there because I am busy. I got to listen to some of 411. I highly recommend 411. That was a really great show. Also, with Live Paranormal, if you would need to place an ad or you'd like to sponsor a show, it's really great. They have a large flow of people going through their site, not only in the chat rooms listening to all the shows, but they get hit quite a bit. Say that 5 times fast. I went there prior to actually even becoming a host on their radio shows, and they do have a great amount of people going through there. So if you have something coming up and you would like it out there, that would be a great spot to get it on. Or if you'd like to be a sponsor for my show, hey, give me a call. I'll sponsor you. also, this week's, tonight, I don't know how many shows I'm doing, but, yes, Paulina was at Dragon Con. She's great. She's a beautiful girl. She's great. The websites I'm promoting right now that I got at the beginning of the night, DoyleWard.com, Blissful Quest. Doyle is phenomenal. If you're in, I believe, the Houston area, Texas, go to his webpage, look at his stuff going on. He has got a ton of great stuff going on. And also our beautiful medium at large, Jennifer Wallens. She is in the Ukraine representing the United States in the World's Medium Psychic Challenge thingy. She is now 10 of 200. Jen is doing fantastic. Don't worry, hon, I did remember to feed the dogs. You can get her at jenniferwallens.com. She does have a lot of stuff on there showing I think the link to the last season's TV show. It is in, I believe, Russian, but it's really funny to watch. But it's amazing, actually, the stuff that they have these guys do. I watched part of that season. Also, the phenomenal Reluctant Psychic, go to markbrone.com. If you want to find out more about me, don't. I'm kidding. Go to shamanjohn.webs.com. If you want to learn more about gifted children, our psychic medium children that have just phenomenal abilities, there's more to the kids than just the psychic stuff. I work with natural healers. I work with empathics. I work with clairaudio, clairvoyant, telepathic, blah, 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 blah. Go to Parents with Gifted Children. It's www.pwgc.webs.com. There is information for the parents. There's information for the kids. I set it up so they both can help each other work together. Also, if you are in upstate New York near St. Lawrence County, the 17th through the 19th of this month, I will be there with the psychic kids that I'm working with right now. We have an open forum, I believe, at 7 o'clock at the courthouse on the 17th. The 18th is Saturday. I will be working all day and right straight through the night with anybody that needs help with whatever they need. It doesn't have to just be on the kids. If you have some paranormal problems, please come see me. If you go to my Facebook, there's a flyer, not a ton of information. There's a flyer that has just scrolled down there somewhere. It is on there, when we're going to be, where we're going to be, how to get there. And it's all free. Everything's open to the public. I don't charge for this stuff. I said that because Mark's not on. He yells at me for that. my Facebook, the information is there, and it is open to the public. Also, my first book has been published. If you missed it in the beginning, I'll say it really quick. This book is the very first one on a bunch of stories that I've written that I've done for my children that I read to my kids. And what I've done is I've taken a little fairy whose name is Bayberry, and I put her through a whole bunch of different situations, and it teaches the kids all different things. The very first one, which is the first book published now, is Daisy helping a flower through energy work, and it teaches you energy work. You can actually do the visualization of the energy work. I didn't want to leave it plain like that, so I turned it into an actual journal. I think there's 35 empty pages after the story so that you can interact with your child or your kid and draw with them, you know, or just give it as a great gift. I'm promoting myself here. Give it as a great gift. And, you know, it's just their own little journal. This is the first one. This is the very first story I have wrote, proper English. And that story is the natural healing one. And that's available now. I have all the other ones. I believe I'm going to set it up every 3 months. I'm going to release another. So there's going to be God knows how many. Also, my meditation CDs are out there. The two that are up right now are for people that are into advanced meditation. There is harmonics in the background of the actual voice of the elements. I have all four elements. It is some strong stuff. You know, I'm not a professional musician by any means, but everything on there is me. I do all the drumming, everything that's on there, those are me. They're also available on there. I think I have covered just about everything. So now that Mark's back, we can pull him on or not? Does everybody want Mark back on? I don't see anybody saying Mark to be back on. We can bring Marcus back on too. Ding, 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 ding. All righty.
Think I'll have any other interruptions?
Hey, Mark,
Mark gets come in to give me another kiss. Hello?
I'll give you a kiss.
Okay, go ahead.
I was picking on you earlier. I told everybody I wanted to rub your belly again. They're like, again? I'm like, yeah, the first time I met him, I rubbed his belly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like Buddha.
Yep, that's what I said, too. Buddha blah. That was a great event.
Now everybody's going to think I'm fat. Oh, wait a minute, I am fat. Okay, never mind.
Get your marker and connect the dots. I love that. That was awesome. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh, I'm going to have fun. If I just connected the dots of my scars, I'd have a blast from the knees down. All the years.
Oh, there you go.
I look like I went through a meat grinder. So I did all my promotion stuff, and I didn't play my song. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull on our next caller, and if it's a reading, I'll let you, if you feel up to it, that'd be great. If you don't, then we'll just
sure.
Still, all right, our next one is area code 937. You're on the air.
Hi. And, yeah, it would be a reading.
It would be a reading?
Yeah.
All right. We'll let you do it. Go ahead.
Hi there. What's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, real good.
Good. Well, what can I do for you?
Can you tell me anything about love life?
I'm getting all the love life tonight. Ooh.
Well, I have to pull
your
cards, Mark.
You know, it's really funny. I'm getting songs tonight. Isn't that weird? But anyway, when you said love life, you know the song Love is in the Air?
Yeah.
I won't sing. Yeah, that came up. So guess what? Love is in the air. And you're not with somebody right now?
No.
You're not?
Well, he was around and then he left. And then I think when he started having feelings, he ran. I have a feeling he'll be back. But
you know what? I have a feeling he's going to be back, too.
Okay. I think it was just the idea that it happened too fast and scared him.
I have to mention the way you said, okay. I said, he'll be back. You said, okay.
Oh, God, sorry.
I hope he's not listening.
I doubt it.
On an energetic part of everything... If you don't mind me jumping in, Mark.
Oh, gosh, no.
As soon as you said your name, I started actually hearing the song Love Is Through the Air before you asked the question. And so I was like, that was really cool when Mark said that. That's why I was laughing. And the vibration you have is what I would call, it's a split. You're still connected to something, and that something's coming back around. So that might be him actually coming back around. So I just give it a little time. But I do feel, I mean, it's really good. I do feel a really good thing about it. The energetics of it is really nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? I have to echo that, Sandy, really. I don't believe I'm going to say this, but he's going to be pulling his head out of a place where he can't see very well from.
Does that make sense? That sounds like him wholeheartedly. Yes.
Okay. and he's scared. But you know what? He's gonna the light's going to come on, and he's going to, you know, I always like to say, you know, do one of those, you should have had a V8 to his forehead, you know. Oh, idiot, what did you do? So.
Well, see, he thought I was going to run after him, and I'm the type.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, if you don't want me, fine, forget it. If you don't call me, I'm not calling you, so. I just
your whole energy just screams, yeah, right. I'm going to do
that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Boy, you got it. You got me pegged. That's awful.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it.
No, but you know what? Things are going to be fine.
Okay.
When you said that, I heard something like, you know, I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is incorrect. Would you please hang up? I'm not running after you.
I think, because he always told me to call him. And it's like, you know, I'm done. You know, I'm done. If you want me, you know where I'm at. Matter of fact, that was our last conversation. I'm done. If you want me, you know where I'm at. Come after me. I'm not doing it again. And it's like, okay, so, okay, yeah, you've got me pegged.
And you know what? We all have our freedom to choose. He may choose not to come back. I don't think that's the case. But if he does, guess what? There's a lot of fish in the sea, and you are a really neat person. I love your energy. You
yeah,
can,
I know.
Well,
so
you
I.
can call. You can like call my show anytime you want.
Yeah.
Really, You know what? I have to. You actually remind me of my friend Cindy, in the chat room. You just have this really big, neat energy. I don't know that anybody can match Cindy's energies because she's just like, wow.
Yeah, she's
but you know what? You remind me of Cindy. She does. She just has her own. But you are just, you're awesome. And I hope you see that in yourself. And when's the last time you went and you did a spa? When's the last time you did something for you?
Oh, never.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that's a long time ago. You really need to do that, okay? Just
okay.
Go do some retail therapy. Go to a spa. Get pampered.
retail therapy. I like that.
Oh, heck yeah. Go shopping.
Wow,
if you're in Utah, I'll take you shopping.
Wow.
What's that?
I said, wow, a man recommended somebody to go shopping. Gee. This is a breakthrough?
No, really?
Oh, it's not your money. That's it. That's it. Okay.
That's right.
Oh.
No, but, you know, whatever it is that you've been neglecting for you, you need to treat yourself. You need to pamper yourself. Whether it's going to a spa, whether it's going out fishing, I don't know. But you need to do something that's totally for you, that just makes you feel fantastic. Because you got to stop neglecting you, okay?
Well, I don't have time to really think of me at this point, so that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I've always got I'm the one you talked to not too long ago about my mother and my grandfather coming through to you. I had my mom in the hospital for low blood pressure and stuff. The hospital let my mother fall. And she busted her eye open, above her eye, that's all cracked into small little shavings, and her cheek is all cracked into small little
mm-hmm.
shavings. So
oh
she's
my.
In a trauma center, so my focus is not on me, it's on getting her better and doing
sure.
right decisions that are right for her.
Right. No, noble, wonderful thing. And you need to really feel good about that.
Oh, thank you.
But I'll bet you there's some time during the day,
yeah.
you know, go get some Ben and Jerry's.
Go get my ice cream
just,
like you guys do.
Berry therapy.
Yeah.
Berry therapy. You really do. I just, you know what? I really feel an urgency in this, or you're going to burn out.
Okay. Yeah.
And you don't want to burn out, okay? Because then you're not going to be able to help your mom or anybody else around you. You're going to be too burnt out.
Yes.
Okay?
I agree with that.
So think about it, okay? And, you know, maybe you can have somebody sub for you for a day.
Okay.
But just try, okay?
Okay, sure.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much, and you guys are awesome. Love it. Love the show.
Well thank you.
Much.
So take care and have
because
a good
Mark.
Evening. Yeah. Oh, you're both awesome. You're both good.
Don't let that get around. People expect it. Put that pressure on me. Oh.
But we have to. Hey, when
okay.
you're good, you're good. So everybody in the chat room knows that, too. So they're all in agreement.
And he's good.
Yes. So, okay, well, thank you for your time. I know you got a lot of calls, so you have a good evening, and
yeah,
I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Have a great night.
You too.
Oh, Mark, you want to keep calling, doing the calls?
Sure. I'm good.
Oh, cool, because my switchboard's full of hands. I have a very large switchboard.
I know, he has like 500 lines. Pick a number from 1 to 6. 5 just popped up.
5?
Huh?
Since 5 has its hand down, I'll pick this area code.
Oh, fine. Well, 5 needs to raise their hand.
5 raised their hand. 5, you're on with us right now.
I'm a number 5.
You're number 5.
See?
Hey, can I get a reading, please?
Well, if you just go to my brand new website that my friend Jenny Sidzori made for me, go over to readings and just scroll down and...
That's a great voice. You really should do commercials.
I know. I was just thinking I should have him do some commercials for me.
Absolutely.
The echo and everything.
For those of you who may not be familiar, this is my BFF. This is my best friend forever. This is Jenny Sidzori. So, hi, my friend.
Hello.
I told her to get on here, too.
Aww.
There's room for 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know. How many can you put on at once? All of them?
Yeah, you could.
You could if you wanted to. Oh, you know what? You know what I'm wondering, John?
What's that?
I really did. 5 just was like flashing. Well, maybe she needs to be here to do a reading. I don't know.
All right. Well, what I'll do is I'll actually pull on number 5, who is Rebecca. And Rebecca,
but Jenny, would you like reading?
No. I was just playing.
But she can hang out with us. Rebecca, are you there? It has Rebecca's name with her hand up, but it doesn't have an area code.
That's a Skype.
That's a Skype caller.
Skype caller.
Hello?
Hey, there you
Hello?
Are, Rebecca.
Oh! Sorry about that. I didn't realize you
Good
were...
Good for walking away.
Just for a second. I've been listening to the whole show. How are you guys?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm
wonderful.
I'm hoping that you might be able to tell me something about my love life, which I currently don't have, but I'm hoping to someday.
Actually, Mark, I just had a song come to mind.
Go ahead.
It's, you know the song Turn On Your Heart Light? I think it was Neil Diamond for E.T.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite songs. I love that song.
I love
E.T. I can retire now. I just used my last brain cell.
Well, he got Turn On Your Heart Light. I got a bouquet of red roses.
Aww. What does that mean?
Oh, that means that means love's coming.
Aww. It doesn't mean I'll be dancing to Neil Diamond and picking red roses or something.
Well, maybe if you go buy yourself some red roses and put that on and start dancing around the kitchen.
Just leave all the curtains open in case Mr. Wright walks by.
I just might do that. So, oh, that's good. I mean, yeah.
Is take and just sit and relax for a little while because I'm actually feeling this block on you.
Yeah.
And right across from where your heart is where the chakra is located. Your heart actually affects that heart energy.
Okay.
So just take and relax. And just picture a really beautiful pink light around your heart. And then have that ring go right around your chest where your heart is. Just have like a little donut of pink energy. The chakra will automatically pick that up and actually reset itself is what we're going to do.
Okay.
After you've done that, just picture like a little tornado coming right out of your chest across from your heart and sending out that pink energy. And then as you walk around, the guy that's supposed to be will actually be attracted to that.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Is that something I should do on a daily basis or just
do
the meditation? Okay. Well, I was doing
no,
it.
You can.
Okay.
You can. No, I'm picking. Just, you know, you could do it just once a day. You know, and
okay.
You know, if you feel the difference and everything feels good and you feel a little more cheerful, that's what it. That's pretty much what you're going to feel.
Okay.
Everybody associates the heart chakra with the color red, but we're actually turning into bringing the guy into you so that, you know, you'll bump into Mr. Right, not Mr. Right Now. So.
Yes, I just had one of those. And my heart. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's the blockage you were sensing. I don't know.
That could be. But the pink energy will reset the two together. The actual
okay.
organ, the blood pumping and connecting it to the chakra that way and radiating that energy out will bring love in.
Okay. Well, I will certainly give that a try.
Jenny, are you getting any sign?
Oh, gosh. Well, John is right on. You know, when he said turn on the heart lights, I do feel like she. I'm sorry. What is your name, hon?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, you are a little blocked off, and it's probably because of the Mr. Wrongs, you know. And
yeah.
So I'm just going to echo John and say, kind of open up. You know, when you open up, it doesn't mean that you're vulnerable. You could still protect yourself and be open. So what I would say to you is just open yourself up a little more. Don't go in with that look of mistrust, you know. Let
okay.
them prove the trust first, and you'll be fine. So that's what I'm going to add to John's
okay,
wonderful.
That's,
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense in light of what I've just been through, especially, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Do you guys have any idea, like, if this might be happening in the next decade or something? Like,
okay, here's a song. John, here's a song. You Can't Hurry Love.
Right. Another good song. Okay. Well, I won't try to hurry it then. I just don't want to grow old and die alone.
Oh, I know, but it comes when you're not looking. When you least expect it, that's
yeah,
the real
that's
deal.
Right.
Right. Okay, so meditate, work on myself, and make them prove they make them earn
it
my trust.
Exactly. But don't go
yeah.
in with already saying, oh, this he's a guy, so forget it, you know?
Right. But I either do that or I trust him completely. I mean, I got to learn the medium, the middle road you're talking about.
Find a happy medium, yeah. And you could
yeah.
do that. You know, you could protect yourself and still be open. So.
Hey, guess what?
You
well,
are
a happy,
happy
medium.
Thanks, Marky.
Sorry.
I must be psychic because I knew that was coming.
you see?
All right, well, thank you guys so much. I know you probably have a bunch of people waiting, so. But when I get my red roses, I'll be sure to let you know.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, well, you have a great night.
You guys,
and,
too. Thanks for the show. You guys are
yeah.
wonderful.
Well, let us know how things go.
Thank you.
I certainly will.
All
when
right,
I meet Mr. Wright. Okay, thanks
right.
so much.
All right, bye-bye. It is, you can tell Mercury is, and, you know, everybody has their whole thing with the planetary alignment, but on a shaman aspect, working with the planet, I've noticed that the actual water contents are being shifted with this retro that's going on, and everybody's emotion and, you know, just love lives in general are going through some really hectic times right now, and the people that aren't in relationships are suddenly just looking to find them. It's just, this is a really weird phase that we're going through right now. I've been getting calls from people that I thought had, like, solid foundation relationships that were, like, you know, high school sweethearts that were going to die together on a porch swing and they're at 200 years old that are calling me and they're like, you know, what do we do? What do we do? And I'm like, oh, you're kidding me? You, of all people? And it's just like, you got to ride this out. I think the 18th is the peak. So if you're having problems with emotions and electronics, ride it out. so we can take more callers, unless you guys want to talk about something.
No, I'm good.
You good?
I love callers.
All righty. So, okay, and since Jenny didn't answer, we're going to take another one anyway. So we got area code 603.
Hi.
Hello, I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
I am fantastic still.
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
How can we help you?
I am just wondering. There is someone I recently, well, just recently, had sent an email to. And I am wondering if it was read and how it was perceived.
Unfortunately, when it comes to readings, I am honest, and I always tell what spirit shows me.
I appreciate that.
I saw a recycling bin in clear. As soon as you said email, I didn't even hear the rest of it. The little recycling bin thingy came up, and I just saw the empty recycle bin. I don't know if they didn't even look at it or how that shifted, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Maybe
no.
I accidentally deleted it. I just seen it go in the trash can.
Okay. Okay.
Send it again.
Well, I may. should I hear from or talk to this person at any time, I mean, not tomorrow or not next week even, but just any time. I'm just, like, not sure where they're at, so to speak. I know where they are, but, I mean, you know what I mean.
Okay, I'm going to put my 2 cents in. I'm not getting a connection. It's like there's a broken connection there. There's just, it's not right. I would move on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sometimes you have to, you know, in your life come certain friends, and sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to, you know, disconnect with some friends, both, you know, whoever they may be, and it's, you know, having close friends, you're lucky if you can have 5 in your lifetime, so... At least that's what I think. So it's okay, you know, such is life. I've walked away from other friendships, and not a big deal, I mean, if that's the way it's meant to be.
And, you know, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I could be totally 110%
wrong,
and I'm not afraid to admit that, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm sensing. But I could be wrong. So don't go hit this person with a frying pan. Okay?
No. I mean, you know, sometimes friendships dissolve, or there are certain reasons people just, you know, go in different directions in life, or, you know, so it's okay. No ill will wished, you know, good luck in life, good luck in relationships, good luck in, you know, hope your family stays healthy, and, you know, that's it.
Don't get hit by a truck.
Yeah, exactly.
don't hit a truck.
Totally fine.
Okay.
And can I
As you were saying totally fine, I just got, like, I felt the pressure in your shoulders release, like it's something you kind of already knew.
You know, I just kind of wondered. I mean, either way, I'm okay with it. I mean, I guess kind of new, but not really sure. And, you know, I'd like to save a friendship if possible, but if it's not meant to be, or sometimes you reconnect with people down the road in life because you might have more in common at that time, or maybe never, and it is what it is.
Well, sorry we didn't have any good news.
No, it's totally fine.
Well, I think it'd be good news either way you look at it.
Yeah, exactly. And can I just ask, I know you have people, can I just ask one more last thing very, very quickly?
All right.
Sorry to do this, Mark.
No, that's okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I know myself, and I'm not one to run to the doctors, but I have for the last week, I have not been, I feel I'm not well, and I feel like something is drastically not right. I don't know, maybe it's just, I don't know what it is. And, I mean, yes, I'm going to get there, but I'm just kind of afraid to go.
Actually, I'm trying to pick up on you,
mm-hmm.
and due to what you're thinking,
mm-hmm.
is causing more energetic spots on your body than what's actually wrong. And what I mean by that is the way that I perceive things is
mm-hmm.
I can feel the spots that are the, could be the problem, and because
mm-hmm.
your mind's raced,
mm-hmm.
it's created more energetic spots. So it's like blocking the problem. So
okay.
I think if you just relax,
mm-hmm.
take it easy,
okay.
Take a look at your symptoms or whatever mm-hmm. it may be, and brush everything else off and just shake it off.
Yep.
You know, I think it's not as bad as you think it is.
Really? Okay. That's good to know because, like I said, I never go to the doctors, and I'm just a little nervous right now. So I'm like, oh, boy, watch me walk in, and they say, you have 6 months, and I don't know, whatever. And I'll be like, okay, great. Let me go jump out of a plane and enjoy life. I mean,
and,
with a parent.
What was your name?
For. What?
I'm so sorry. What was your name?
Oh, it's Valerie.
Valerie, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Valerie, one thing I like to tell folks is, you know what, if you feel that you need to go to the doctor,
yeah.
go to the doctor.
I know.
You know, it's not going to hurt. Well, I don't know, unless you get your shot or something. But, but no, if you feel you need to go, go. You know, I always listen to that still small voice inside me that tells me to do something. Now, you saying, I think there's something drastically wrong. Well, I don't know that. I don't know. But if you feel to go to the doctor, don't wait, just go.
Okay. All right.
And I'll throw one more little thing in here. By worrying
uh-huh.
about it and saying that you think that there's something wrong, you're
uh-huh.
creating
you can
something
actually,
wrong.
I was just going to say you can create it.
What you want to do, and they've actually done tests on this, it's out there now in the public, that they took an independent study of a doctor that could not believe that he got healed by a faith healer, and he actually says, I got healed by a faith healer. And
wow.
he studied with the man, and then he took it to the lab, and they've actually done stuff, you know, it's very deep,
yeah.
intense stuff, but all they did was intent. And they put intent into the things they were working with, and although everything manifested and they thought everything was going to pass,
right.
it literally just fell off, and the test specimens continued, lived a full, healthy life. And no matter what they
right.
could do, they could not get them sick again.
Wow.
And we're programmed, and we have the codes in our bodies to heal ourselves. As an energy worker, I can treat you and treat your symptoms and help you along, but I can't do anything until you take the reins. Once you do that, then I can really assist you. So until, you know, you need to stop saying what it could be and say,
mm-hmm.
okay, and if that's it, tough. You're in my body? Fantastic. Enjoy yourself. Because we now got to co-create, and so now you have to live with me. So, and I still have time here. I need to do things, so you're just going to have to, like, chill out because, you know, have at it. But I've taken control.
All right, I get exactly what you're saying there, and I that makes a lot of sense, so I appreciate that. And, okay, guys, I know you have a lot of other callers, but I so very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, night, Valerie. Nice talking with you.
You
ta-da.
You know,
I still have 15 minutes.
Can I say something?
You sure can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I didn't think you were going to say no. anyway, one of the things I want to say is, you know, I don't think people understand what Shaman John is really like. He's a pretty incredible person, and he really does. He works for smiles. I called him. A friend of mine's husband has terrible heart problems. You know, he goes into the emergency room with another heart attack. They shake their head. Yeah, you're going to be dead in 2 days. And you know, he goes home, and he's still around, and that's, you know, 6, 8, 10 months later. Well, he just had another heart attack, and the poor family is just beside themselves. And I talked to Shaman John, and I said, is there anything that you can do? And he said he would. And he's up and around. He's actually working again. He's a car mechanic. He's up working. He's working on cars. So, you know, a lot of people say this stuff is crazy. Now, this person didn't even know that John was working on that.
Oh, the back door again?
Yeah. But, you know, there's something to this. There really is. Hey, can I tell you my... Well, you know what? We have callers. I'm sorry. I'll tell this on a different on another show. But I hate to leave callers hanging while I just blab.
Well, Mark, we have a lot
of
callers.
Thank you.
I'm not going to get to them all. I mean,
oh.
The switchboard is packed. You've pulled in one heck of a crowd. Both of you have. Jenny's still hiding on there somewhere. I think she's in the background.
She always mutes.
I know. I speak when I'm spoken to.
So do I. My wife says speak. I say woof.
Right.
My wife speaks. I say, I'm sorry. The connection we have across the world is really, really bad. You'll have to call me back tomorrow. I'm going to roll with this even more because, you know, if you guys want, we can do another show tomorrow. I'm unlimited, so if everybody's
sure,
you can come back. The biggest thing, everybody, with the shift coming up and everything, is standing in your own power, taking that energy, learning to remove the value. Jenny can contest to that. The biggest thing the society around the globe has is value. When you remove the value, it's a whole different aspect. We don't have time to get into that. Taking the great I am and tossing that out your shoulder and saying, I'm a part of.
Right on.
That way you're not putting the energetic into being a single energetic. I lost the word. But instead of making yourself alone, you're making yourself part of the grand scheme. Taking, and if you feel that there's something wrong, be like, all right, congratulations, you just entered my body without my permission. Now you got to work with me. Take control of your energy. We're all programmed. We are all encoded with the ability to cure ourselves and just grow old and die of natural causes. When I do my energy work, that's what I do. I teach people to take control of what they do. On an energetic, like Mark can tell you, I worked on his neck distance and did pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That's because I can reset the energy, but due to your daily stuff and things that you guys do, that's going to break down and start to manifest
again.
So I teach everybody to remove value, to remove other things and obstacles, to take control of their energy, get rid of the I am and be I'm a part of, and just enjoy life. Have fun, you know, and like everybody, we always pick about eating the ice cream. I'm out of ice cream, by the way, so I had to switch to something different. But I didn't get home in time to go to the store. It was pretty hectic when I got home. But otherwise, there would be ice cream, yes. But just enjoy what time we have. I was just at a funeral service this afternoon, and the minister said something that just, like, really resonated with me. He said, compared to the cosmos, and this was from a minister, which really kind of got me, compared to the cosmos and compared to the planet, the time we have is very, very short, even if you live to 100. But the time we have to affect the people that are around us is for as long as we are here. this person, that friend of mine that just passed, she lived to be 61. So for 61 years, she affected people's lives. So if you look at yourself that way, how can I help other people? Every day, you're a part of the great scheme of things, and you're not a part of the great I am. Because I am always follows up by I lost. Everybody that puts themselves in front of everything else ends up usually losing everything. Some of my millionaire clients, the biggest thing they come to me and talk to me about is being alone. They have nobody they can trust, not even their own family or wife or husband. They're totally alone, and they have nobody. They don't even feel a connection to God. So it doesn't matter where we are in society. We need to get rid of a lot. We need to get back to being a part of everything and getting rid of the I ams. And I mean, there's other philosophies out there on the great I am, which is like, her Indian name's Little Grandmother, and it's Keisha Crawford. She talks about the great I am. That is a different aspect. That is phenomenal. That is great. I'm not putting that down. I'm talking about your self-perspective. If you are a great I am, you are greatly going to lose. If you are sick and you're full of dis-ease that has created disease, it is because you put yourself most of the time into that situation to allow that to manifest. So we need to learn to start taking control. We need to start, you know, helping everybody else, which in return helps yourself. The whole saying, it's better to give than it is to receive, and when you give, it comes back threefold. If you look around, the happy, bouncy people like Mark, Jenny, Santa Claus are givers. They give. I mean, we pretty much had to beat Mark into taking a payment once, you know, for a reading. Because he gives. He's a giver, and he's phenomenal. And, I mean, and Jenny doing the, you know, readings over the air for nothing. I mean, and these guys are awesome mediums. I work with some of the best mediums in the world that are my friends. Lizzie Starr. I'm not even going to go there. I have such a list of friends. Go to my Facebook and just click it. and they're all fantastic. And every single one of them that are successful in heart. And when you're successful in heart, spirit will put you in a place that you need to be. And sometimes a little bit more. So just, you know, take the time for yourself. Get back to your energy. Go on to my whizIQ.com, type in Shaman John, go and look at some of my free classes. The upcoming itinerary I have for classes in this planet are out of this world. If you sign up and become a member, I'm going to pump myself quicker. If you sign up and become a member from a class and turn yourself into a student, the prices are only $15 a class. If you enter from the site after it goes live to, they call it go live, once them classes are listed in all the search engines, it's $50 to $75 a class. So I give everybody a deal. I try to help everybody any way I can. But that's what my classes are going to be on. It's going to be on, you know, just switching things. Jenny can, if she wants to take the last few minutes and just, or a couple seconds, you know, we've talked back and forth. I've explained value and showed her some new ways of looking at things differently, and I can feel the change in her. I mean, and, you know, she can say whether, you can just say, yeah, it's good.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was kind of chomping at the bit when you started talking about value because it's a kind of a simple concept, but it never occurs to a person until it's pointed out. You know, I mean, I'll just say that for myself. Maybe I'm dense, but I didn't get it. And I was going, you know, why am I so scattered? Why do I feel like you're supposed to feel good when you give, right? Mm-hmm. But there was something pulling. My energy was not right. It was pulling. And I'm like, what is this all about? And I found out that I put a price on things. And that's not the good thing to do when we're light working or we're trying to give. you let it go. It's something you have to just let float away like a feather and say, this is what I gave, but don't look back. Don't put a price on it. Don't put a value and don't get attached to something that you did. I don't know. I could just go on, but I'll tell you that that made a huge difference in everything. I really feel like I did take my power back, and it's amazing. You know, and John, I told you thank you, you know, but it's not enough. It's not enough.
For me, it is.
I know for you.
When we were talking, my biggest thing that I do, and I freak people out when I do this, is if somebody goes, you know, it's so great to meet you. I so value your friendship. I snap at them so fast. I'm like, don't you dare put that on me. Oh, my God, don't you ever value me. Because that means now we have a relationship that we have to work for because it has a value, and I have a value, have to work for that. I don't want to work for a friendship. I just want to have one. So
Amen.
Say you're my friend, but
yeah.
don't say you value me, because value means we have to work for something, and usually
There's
when you work
pressure.
For something, after a while, you
yes.
don't want it no more. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Mark's sitting back going, whoo, we just opened up a can.
Poor Mark. He said he's off now. Jenny can talk.
Did he? I'm not in the chat.
Mark did an awesome job. You guys, oh, my gosh. Mark, you were so on tonight. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Love it when that happens.
Yes, and we still have a bunch of friends in the chat room. Thank you all for hanging out with us. All the guests, most of you guys are those great people that I can actually feel your energy, and I'd really appreciate it if you just came in under your Blog Talk names. I don't care who's in my show. I don't hold grudges. Y'all know that. So, but if you are a true guest and you're just listening for the first time, if you go to BTR, sign up. It's totally free. Mark the shows that you like as a favorite. You'll get a thingy saying 55 minutes before a show posts, and you don't get spammed, you don't get emailed, and you can join us in chat so we can actually get your questions. For everybody that is in my queue with their hands up, I actually did not know my switchboard went that far down. So what we can do is, if Mark would like to, if he's still in the chat, which he is, and he can throw me a yes, if he's not doing anything or if Jenny's not doing anything, tomorrow night you guys can send me some text messages via either which way. And if you want, we can do another show tomorrow, and then everybody can call back in, and we can try to get the rest of them. Mark's hiding.
I think he said he can't talk anymore for some reason, but I will be on board if Mark is. He's my BFF, so. Mark? Okay, he said yes, if he can.
If his wife says he can. Okay.
Right.
Tell her I will send her a pan of rollatini. And by the way, everybody, during the whole show, we just made about 3 gallons of spaghetti sauce.
Oh, sweet.
All homemade stuff right from the garden. If y'all want to try some awesome, get baby carrots, not the baby carrots in the store because they're just cut carrots to make it look like a baby carrot. Look for real baby carrots. Take, blanch them, grind them up in the blender so it's a puree, and add that to your spaghetti sauce. Oh, that is so good. It gives it such a nice texture, a really nice color, and an awesome sweetness, and it's all natural. Don't add that sugar.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
No, Cindy, I cannot spell spaghetti sauce.
Does it come with the book?
The wrong thing to do.
Oh, no.
But the other thing I didn't poke out there was that I do have online classes. I do have archived ones that are free. And if you pay for one of my classes, you can download it as a DVD or an MPEG-4 and MP3. And if you happen to miss the class, you can go back and actually download it if you've paid for it. They're not all paid classes. I have one that I did on the chakras. And there's a lot of info on chakras people don't know. I threw some of that out there. And we have a minute left, and then we're going to archive, and that's when we can talk about all the fun stuff. But I want to thank everybody for coming. Thank you, Mark, for coming on. Thank you, Marcus, for coming on. I will get back to you, brother. Jenny, thank you so much for hopping on with me. And
sure.
you muted yourself, didn't you?
Thought I was
gonna
do it all
going.
The time. Yeah.
Our Skype callers and all of everybody else that's in on the switchboard that called in, it looks like we might be having another show tomorrow, so please call in, and maybe I'll get some surprise guests to come on, too. We'll see how it goes. I'm waiting for the countdown. 10 seconds. I'd put on my smiley song, but that's only 10 seconds. So, but, all right, everybody, you have a blessed evening. Remember, keep your animals spayed and neutered. Don't eat yogurt. I love Mark's commercial. You guys got to hear Mark's commercial on his show. Hit me up on Facebook. Everything's on Facebook that we do. All the sites and links all pop up on there. Everybody just have a blessed night.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Mark said he can't
talk. Well, he can't talk. He's not on.
Yeah, his Skype went off. But we are now in archive. We still have people in archive that are hanging on.
Oh.
They're going to wait to the very end. Yeah, we've got 5 callers with their hands up still.
Uh-oh.
So you 5 callers that are listening, I am going to get going because it is midnight my time, and I am going to see if my beautiful girlfriend is on Skype so I can talk to her today because we keep missing each other. And I'll play out a song so everybody's got something to listen to it as we leave. All right. Everybody have a good night. Blessings. And thank you again, Jenny. And if you're on Skype, I'll talk to you on Skype.
Okay. Alrighty. Good night.
Oh,
bye.
All right. Good night.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light. Cooler than the flip side of my pillow. That's right. Completely unaware. Nothing can compare to where you sent me. Let me know that it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. In the moments when my good times start to fade.
You make me smile like the sun. Oh.